Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Now I can hear myself. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, and thank you to everyone for joining this group's second public meeting of this 10th session of this group of experts entitled Anti-Racism in Education and Public Discourse. With this session, we aim to consider broadly the dynamics of racism and anti-racism within the educational sphere. The overall idea behind the theme of this session, Anti-Racism in Education and Public Discourse, will be to focus on how to mobilize and advance human rights and anti-racist education in the formal education system as well as in public discourse to better educate societies on the history, meaning, and effects of racism and associated concepts, in order to bring greater awareness about racism and racial discrimination, and also to galvanize social and political efforts by individuals, by states, by NGOs, and by educators to eradicate racism. It is also intended, this session first, to understand the role of racism within education, as well as to understand some of the challenges and limitations facing anti-racist educators in different jurisdictions, including most seriously forms of political repression and censorship targeting anti-racist scholarship and teaching, as well as some of the structural and financial impediments facing racially marginalized students and teachers. The renowned black intellectual and anti-racist activist Malcolm X wrote famously in 1964 that education, open quote, education is an important element in the struggle for human rights. It is the means to help our children and our people rediscover their identity and thereby increase their self-respect. Education is our passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs only to the people who prepare for it today. This is one of the quotes that make the rounds on social media that actually are correctly attributed to Malcolm X. Like many activists and movements concerned with the liberation of peoples from racial bondage and oppression, Malcolm X identified education as a central pillar of social education, of social, economic, and cultural development of a people. Oppressive racial regimes, as we know, either denied or underserviced the needs, the educational needs of racially oppressed and colonized peoples. At the same time, those resisting racial subjugation often developed alternative modes of education and discourse to challenge racist and racial knowledge. The focus in this respect was both the servicing, staffing, and resourcing of schools, as well as the quality and content of the teaching provided to students in those communities. It also included racial discrimination and stereotyping as a problem, capacitating teachers for underrepresented communities, as well as ensuring continuous learning through public libraries, community education, and other forms of consciousness raising. More recently, however, a new dynamic has changed the question of the relationship between education and racism. We are seeing that anti-racist pedagogies, especially those espousing critical race theory or decolonial or post-colonial approaches, have come under immense political tension in racially divided societies, raising issues and raising the question of whether our existing educational institutions and practices are truly up to the challenge of confronting and dismantling racism. I think it's important to mention that education is also central to the larger UN body's Fight Racism campaign, with the ambition of a world without racism, which was also the ambition of many anti-colonial and anti-racist movements in the 20th century. Indeed, the DDPA itself similarly stresses education as a key site for anti-racism. Among the concrete actions that are advocated for by the DDPA, and there are many, I'll list only a few, it includes investment in education as a way of promoting equal opportunities for employment, ensuring access to education and to new technologies, inclusion of the history and contribution of Africans and African descended peoples in the education curriculum, what has sometimes been called the decolonization or Africanization of the curriculum. It also includes actions such as promoting better knowledge of and respect for indigenous cultures and heritages, and developing educational materials for teaching young people the importance of tolerance, respect, and anti-racism. So we can see here that the DDPA triangulates the main focus on education and racism in the following ways. Firstly, I think there's a major focus on access to education and educational opportunities to reverse the economic and social legacies of racial oppression and discrimination. And this is not just access to education, but access to a quality education that also respects the dignity of young people. The second aspect of the DDPA's focus on education is the education of young people in particular on the history and effects of racism. And thirdly, the DDPA stresses the dissemination of anti-racist themes and messages in public discourses in order to encourage a more total social transformation against racism. Mr. Chair, the speakers today will address us from their different perspectives on this multifaceted relationship between education and racism. I have the pleasure to introduce Ms. Adriana Quinones, who is the Head of Human Rights and Development, as well as the Deputy Head of UN Women in the Geneva office. Adriana leads the UN Women's work at the Human Rights Council and all high-level actions in trade, labor, climate, and other development topics. For the last 14 years at UNIFEM and UN Women, she has held posts as country representative, as policy advisor in Asia and Latin America, and manager of the UN Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women and Girls in New York. She has more than 20 years of experience leading efforts in the areas of gender equality, elimination of gender-based violence, access to justice, and women's economic empowerment. She has also supported the creation of youth development programs, access to trade and credit for the benefit of indigenous and Afro-descended women, and also participated in programs to combat stigma and discrimination. Adriana has also supervised for the Inter-American Development Bank and the United Nations portfolios of more than 70 million in 50 countries around the world. She's further advised the High Commissioner for Peace in Colombia on issues of human rights violations in the context of the internal armed conflict and to address the needs of the displaced populations. Born in Bogota, Colombia, Ms. Quinones has a master's degree from the Kroc University for International Peace Studies at the University of Notre Dame, and another master's degree in Economics and International Development from the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. As you know, the DDPA places enormous stress on approaching questions of anti-racism from a gender and intersectional perspective. So it's a great pleasure to welcome Ms. Quinones here. And Ms. Quinones, as our first speaker, you have the floor, ma'am. Thank you.